Steuler's answer. The roof structure remains as it is. Despite the now actually larger span, Steuler wanted to retain above the first Cornelius Hall exactly that roof structure, which he had planned for the entire length of the building to span the central nave. It was determined by the Wiegmann Palenzo trusses, a type of roof structures which had been widespread since the 1840s. They are characterized by a multi-layered structure, Mehrgliedrige Unterspannung, of tie rods made of tensile wrought iron, which considerably strengthens the load-bearing effect of the often still wooden rafters. In order to be able to continue these trusses unchanged above the first Cornelius Hall, a replacement had to be created for the longitudinal walls that had been moved outwards. For this purpose, Steuler designed sturdy intercepting beams, which were now to take up and support the roof loads instead of the walls. The bays to the side of the supports were to be spanned by simple wrought iron rafters. In order to keep them as small as possible, two additional but smaller intercepting beams were installed near the displaced longitudinal walls. They were to serve as additional intermediate support for the rafters.